Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's James and Wiggy on Sports Radio WEEI.
I have a couple of friends who are very close with Belichick. One, in fact, vacations with Bill. And they always say the same thing. Bill's a very curious person. His mom spoke multiple languages. His dad sort of created scouting. He had very academic, very cerebral parents, and they created a very cerebral little boy who is a studier and a reader, and he's curious, and he's always growing, and he doesn't rest on his laurels. He's uniquely built to be a great coach. He's super creative and super curious. Credit his mother and credit his father and credit the household. They created that. I think what we have with Belichick, the greatest gap in the history of any sport in coaching.
Barbados Belichick. Well, with that being said, this is Wiggy and James here on WEEI. Happy Tuesday morning. For those of you waking up, getting into work, driving into work, and this rainy, soaked Tuesday that we have, Wiggy, and this question I want to throw out there to everybody. The great debate, which was stirred up by Tom Curran, who wrote about this a few days ago. Who deserves more credit, Tom Brady or Bill Belichick, for the Patriots' success, six Super Bowls over the course of the last 18 seasons, going for seven in 19? And you were
Tom,
part of the
you.
First
appreciate
one.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You were part of the first one that with Brady and Belichick. Now, you were here for Belichick's and Brady's first season, too, as well, in 2000 when you went 5-11.
Yes.
And then you got to see it turned around, resulting in a win and a stunning upset as a two-touchdown underdog against the greatest show on turf, Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, and the St. Louis Rams. So, Wiggy, I can't wait to hear your reasoning on this. Who deserves more credit, Brady or Belichick?
Well, both, you know, first off, they both, you know, it's Captain Obvious. They're both, like, equally deserve the credit. But if I had to pick one, I would go with Tom Brady.
Why?
Well, the reason why I would go with Tom Brady, because to me, you know, it's about, and we've seen this, you know, we've kind of seen this before, right? We've seen plenty of Super Bowl teams win with coaches that you're like, man, how did they win a Super Bowl with that coach? But then you've also seen quarterbacks. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the quarterback. He's the guy who's out there. He's the guy who's not going to put the team in a bad position because of bad decisions, right? The coach does a great job of preparing the game plan, getting the game plan together. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's about those guys on the football field, and especially at the quarterback position, which is obviously, you know, probably the most vital part of a team. When you have a guy like Brady who's not making many mistakes, who has the ability when you're down by four points with a minute and 10 seconds to go and no timeouts, has the ability to drive the team down and score a touchdown. So when you look at all the things that Tom Brady has been able to accomplish in his career, I mean, granted, Bill Belichick has done a great job. But if I could pick, you know, one of those guys and say, who I feel like I'm going to have a better chance of winning a Super Bowl with, I would go with the quarterback.
You and I are on the same page on this. Mm-hmm. And this is tough to say, but I'm going to go back. And here's the people who will go, people like Danny and Quincy and Albert in Rhode Island. And the people who are Belichick guys, and that's
I'm a
fine.
Belichick guy.
No, I know you are. We all. I mean, listen, right. He is the GOAT. He is the greatest coach of all time. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback, if not player of all time. But I think when you sum it all up, is that Bill Belichick's record without Tom Brady as quarterback is 52-60. And that, by the way, is including an 11-win season in 2008 with Matt Castle when Brady got cheap-shotted by the Chiefs' Bernard Pollard. They went 11-5 that year. They just missed the playoffs. So he's 52-60, all-time in his career without Tom Brady. You think about, Wiggy, the winning drive against mm-hmm. the Rams, which you were a part of. You think about the winning drive against the Panthers.
Which I was on the other sidelines for.
You were on the other sidelines for. You think about the winning drive against the Eagles and Donovan McNabb in Jacksonville. I was covering that one.
Should have been the winning drive in 07.
To Randy Moss.
Yep.
To Randy Moss. Tom Brady. Wiggy, Tom Brady has put the Patriots in. And even in the loss a couple years ago to the Eagles, Tom Brady threw for over 500 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. So when you consider it, and people will go to that 11-5 season.
He didn't get the job done.
In 2008. People will go to that 11-5 season, but let's make one thing crystal freaking clear on this. The Patriots had a really weak schedule in 2008, and they didn't beat a lot of winning teams that year. They didn't. So was it nice to go 11-5 and look like the system won you 11 games without Tom Brady? Sure. But ultimately, let's not also forget, Wiggy, there was a five, and if you want to consider it, the playoffs, a 7-game drop-off. So you won 5 less games without Brady from the season prior to that when you went 16-0. So therein lies the greatness that is Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. He's the
anybody
reason.
With two middle names is also. I mean, how do you top that?
That's like that is just goat level. Right, stuff.
And also the other thing too that you have to factor in is to think about this. How many times have we sat here, right? And we go, man, when is Bill going to give Brady weapons? When is Bill going to go out there and get guys on defense to make it easy for Brady? So when he's on offense, when is Bill going to do this? You know, to put pieces around Brady, especially in this, you know, this run that we've seen them on. And the thing, and I mean, we even talk about it this year a little bit, like who is Brady throwing to? Why didn't Bill put these guys around them? This, that, and the other. And the thing that we still know every single year is that even though Tom might not have the, you know, Shaquan Barkley's and the Odell Beckham's, he still is going to be right in that AFC Championship game and potentially right back in the Super Bowl. And we talked about this before, right? If you were to put Patrick Mahomes on this team, I don't think this team wins the Super Bowl.
I mean, last year's team.
Last year's team. Yeah. Let's call it last year's team.
But let's put Brady on the Chiefs with Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt.
They win the Super Bowl.
That's right, they do. With Travis Kelce?
Right.
You're damn right they do.
And
you're damn right.
And you could look at that. You could say you do the same thing with Drew Brees. And now they're all great quarterbacks.
Sure.
But there's just something about when you look at Tom Brady and his ability. Now, he might not always have, like in the Super Bowl this year, he didn't have the greatest statistical game, and they were able to win, but it's about that moment in time in that game where he needs to put that drive together and not make a critical mistake.
Yeah, and you go back when the Patriots had a 21-3 lead in the 2006 AFC Championship game against the Colts.
Forget that.
And he's throwing to people like Doug Gabriel, Rashay Caldwell, Jabbar Gaffney. You know, it's Daniel Graham.
Right.
His backfield was Lawrence Maroney and Kevin Falk and a fat Corey Dillon. And they still were able to get it done. Well, get close to being it done. They're up 21-3, 21-6 going to halftime. And they couldn't stop a nosebleed. And they couldn't do anything in the second half. And the Colts made adjustments. You and I brought this up before. Imagine Tom Brady, Wiggy, coming to the league almost simultaneously, being surrounded by Marvin Harrison, Edgerrin James, and Reggie Wayne. Can you imagine that? Can you?
Like,
which Peyton Manning had in Indianapolis. How many Super Bowls did he win there, Wiggy?
One.
Thank you.
And that was in 06 against, and you know, whoever got there against the Bears, you know, had a really, really good chance of winning that
and
Super
Manning
Bowl.
And Manning sucked that game. Go back and look at it. He was bad. He was bad in that game.
Right.
He's not good in that game.
No, but like I said, it goes back to when you start putting the pieces around Tom Brady, and he's been able to be successful, maybe without the perfect pieces around him. Now, I'm not taking nothing away from Belichick. Don't get me wrong here, but when you look at the game and you just look at it throughout time, it's about that guy on that field, especially at that quarterback position, making the right decisions. We saw it with the Eagles, and you know, when the Patriots lose in the Super Bowl, right? Nick Foles doesn't make the wrong decision, you know,
right?
And you can't. And maybe people could say, oh, you're making excuses for Tom. Like the strip sack at the end of the game, that was because they didn't have any. He had no help. Like
He threw for over 500 yards.
And three touchdowns, no picks.
And what was the biggest thing we were criticizing in that game?
Oh, Malcolm Butler not playing.
And who makes that decision?
Bill Belichick.
Right.
Who played 98% of the defensive snaps. So Brady or Belichick, who you got? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Joe in a car. Who's up next on Wiggy and James? Hey, Joe.
Good morning, guys.
What up?
I've been saying this for years. Definitely hands down Tom Brady. Wiggy, you mentioned it. The only weapon that Belichick ever gave Tom Brady was Randy Moss. I think it was back in 08. And look what they did. Yeah, they didn't win the Super Bowl, but Tom Brady broke all kinds of passing records.
Right.
Passing yards. I mean, touchdowns. Bill Belichick, he's been lucky to have Tom Brady for all these years. And Mark, you even mentioned his winning record was before going to the Patriots with Tom Brady. He's not even at 500.
No, he's way below, Joe.
Right. I mean, this is what I'm saying. A quarterback is the toughest position to play in any sports, in my opinion. And what Tom Brady does mentally, with like being down 3-4, 7 points with 2 minutes left, that's not Bill Belichick running that offense. That's Tom Brady. And Tom Brady, hands down, has gone to 10. He's gone to 9.
Right.
But they should be going to 10. As long as Tom Brady has a Patriots uniform and wearing number 12, he'll always, and not to mention the fact, Tom Brady has made so many players, coaches, O'Brien, McDaniels. Look at these coaches; they go somewhere else and they fail. But these mediocre players, like the Deion Branches of the world, there's so many. When they leave the Patriots, they're bust. Because they don't have Tom Brady throwing him the ball.
And so, you know what, Joe? And you know another thing, too? Look at how many busts that you've had at wide receiver here. You've had Chad Jackson, Aaron Dobson, Taylor Price. You've had Doug. You've had some bad wide receivers that Brady has been. And when we talk about, and thanks for the phone call, is that you look at just the sense that imagine if Brady, around the time he came in, was surrounded with the big four, like two Hall of Fame receivers, Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, and a soon-to-be, Wiggy, mm-hmm. a soon-to-be Hall of Fame running back in Edgerrin James. 12,500 yards in his career, 80 touchdowns. He will be getting in the Hall of Fame in the next couple years. You're talking three Hall of Famers there
right.
in Indiana.
Well, you think about it, right? You think about it, and you talk about when he did have that guy, right? The Randy Moss player. When he did have
Dante Stallworth.
Yes, when he did have one of the top 10 wide receivers in the league. He goes out there, throws 50 touchdowns, right? He throws for almost 5,000 passing yards, quarterback rating of 117, and the team goes 16-0.
Yeah,
16-0
if you go.
I'm saying during the regular season.
Yeah.
So imagine if you were able to have that imagine if you really caught Randy Moss more so in his prime.
And you know how you asked the question? You put me on the stand there, which I like. You did that. You said, "What happened in that game against Philly?" Let me ask you this: Super Bowl 42,
mm-hmm.
Glendale, Arizona. Who put Ellis Hobbs one-on-one all in an island against Plaxico?
Yeah, that was
Plaxico.
A bad move.
Who did that?
That was a bad
move. Was that Brady do that?
No, that was a bad move.
Now you can blame it on Cornell.
Bad Cornell. Well, I don't know who makes that final decision, but it's somewhere coming from either Belichick or the defensive coaches. You can't go one-on-one, and then he runs a slant and go, and it's a jump ball, like you said.
Yeah.
Plaxico's 6'5", and Hobbs.
Oh, no, he's like 6'7".
Whatever right. he was, and Hobbs is like 5'10", so yeah, it's like mismatch all day long. Eli, all you got to do is just keep it in bounds. And he had caught in a ton of touchdowns that year on jump balls. So you should know that, you know?
Right, yeah. So, again, and not to blame it on Belichick, because here's the thing. That game, the Patriots got worked by the Giants' D-line. They couldn't stop Strahan, Tuck, those guys. Right. They just couldn't stop them.
And I think that if Belichick had Patrick Mahomes, or if he had, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees, he'd still win Super Bowls, but he would not be as in the same area that he is now with Tom Brady. Like that one caller said, potentially going to their 10th Super Bowl appearance.
Right.
They've already got six on their belt. Yeah, he might have won maybe one or two with those guys, but not having Tom Brady and what he's been able to do, you know, obviously propels this team to a whole nother level.
Let's bang through these calls. Tyler, New Hampshire, I'm next. Wiggy and James. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, guys. So, obviously, this is the question of the century. I got to say, after reading Michael Hawley's book, Bill and Brady and Belichick, you guys are talking about only the offense, and you're not talking about special teams and defense, the other two phases of the game. And Belichick's ability as an innovator and as the team builder, I think, cannot be understated.
Sure.
So he's finding the players and the trades and the free agents and creating positions. I mean, he basically created the slot receiver and the dominant tight end. And I think that has to be spoken about a little bit.
Interesting.
We talk about that, though, right?
Yeah.
But we also talk about...
We're not ignoring it.
We also talk about not, you know, early years, the defense, you know, he put those pieces together. But then later on, we were like, Bill, why are you not adding these guys? What's up with the defense? Why isn't it like it used to be? So, yeah, you can factor that in as well. But give me Brady.
Give me TB12. 8 days a week and 10 times on Sunday. Stephen Acape, you're up next. What's up, Steve?
Guys, I make this real quick. I don't disagree with any one of your points, but but I got to go the other way. I've been a season's ticket holder since the 70s, and I was there.
No kid. By the way, listen, Steve, amen to you, man. Amen to you, dude. On those cold bleacher seats at Schaefer Stadium?
I was there when a dude came out with a tractor to plow the field. Yes, I was. But anyway,
oh, no kidding.
but I got to tell you why I go with Belichick, because I was there the day that Bledsoe got cracked and he got laid down. And when he came back healthy, and Belichick said no.
Yeah, that's what people hit. Wiggy, people forget that. You were there.
Right.
People like Dan Dierdorf and the Patriots run up to the CBS booth. Steve, if you go back and watch the broadcast, someone mentioned me last week, John. Please check this out. 2001 opener, Patriots-Jets. Dan Dierdorf, or whoever is doing that game, says on the broadcast, "This is Bledsoe is not hurt. This is a coach's decision to stick with Tom Brady in the game."
Yep. And that started the entire run. Everything you guys have had to say this morning is true. But that decision started the entire run. And then one other thing. I got to do this so I get off the phone. Wiggy.
Yo.
My lifetime memory, that Robert Steele of second base is the biggest play in the history of the Red Sox. My biggest memory, I am in New Orleans, and you guys are marching down the field, and my kid says, I'm sitting next to my kid, I'm blessed. My kid says, they're in ridiculous range. I looked over to my son, I said, Chris, no, they're not. They need 7 more yards. And Wiki, you know what happened next.
I do.
They go to you, my buddy.
Yeah, they did. Tom Brady put the ball right on a dime.
The biggest play in my lifetime, and you made the play. So next thing you know, Vinatieri kicks the field goal. I look over to my kid. You know, I said to my kid,
"What's that?"
I said, Christopher, the Red Sox are going to win the World Series.
Wow.
He looks at me, and he goes, "What?" I said, "Yes, Wiggins and Brady just tipped the world back in its right order."
Well, there you go.
How about that?
Not only did I start the dynasty for the Patriots, I started it for the Red Sox.
You did. Listen, it all, you know, like karma.
Brady and I tipped the world back to its right
back
floor.
To Boston. Made it
like Captain America and Iron Man and Avengers.
Titletown. I know you're big on those comic book heroes. That was you guys. Jerry in Rhode Island. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, I'd like to ask question, you guys. You guys talk about who's the greatest, Belichick or Brady. That's a tough one, man. But I want to throw this out to you to discuss. And whenever players call into the line The defense obviously has to make some adjustment or try to anticipate what the play is going to be. You see a lot of times when the play changes, it's Brady's job to make the adjustment himself because he's leading the charge. Don't you think that might come into some consideration when it comes to the success on the field when put up against a team like Indy and Manning and that and other teams that have the ability to throw a wrench into the offense? And I see a lot of times Brady will do the audible, which means there's been a change, been an immediate change. There's no communication on the sidelines. Brady is the man to make the change, to make the adjustment. How do you guys feel that weighs in this argument, this discussion?
Is he not the greatest pre-snap quarterback in the NFL?
Peyton Manning's pretty good at that, too. You know,
but Brady's the best, right?
Brady's, you know, I would say they're equally as good as that. I mean, I wouldn't knock Peyton for that. But Jerry was right that they both have that ability. And not a lot of quarterbacks can understand and see it and be able to make those adjustments. And that's another thing. It's like you have a coach on the field. And so when you have a quarterback like Tom Brady, or a quarterback that has the ability to be a coach on that field, it continues to help your team drastically in a positive way.
Now, let's grab Dan and Cranston here real quick. What, Brady or Belichick, who you got?
Belichick, and two things real quick. What's his record in the 20 games he hasn't had Brady?
In the 20 games he hasn't had Brady?
It's 14-6.
And the other thing in New England.
Yes.
In New England. Yeah, that's okay. What we're talking about.
Okay. By the way,
giving him go ahead.
If you just do as Cleveland, I think without
right, but
the 11-5,
a little skewed though because you know it's.
Okay, go ahead. But like 40, I think he's 41-60 without the 11-5 season 08. Just FYI. But go ahead.
All right, real quick about not giving Brady toys. Mm-hmm. Like I hate this argument. Who has been, for the most part, the biggest offensive weapon in the last 9 years?
Gronk.
Yeah, I would say. Okay. I would say
not
Gronk.
A toy, but he's not a toy. He's not a
Gronk.
He's not a toy.
Yeah, but look what he's able to do when you have a guy like that. We're talking about just more than that. You know, defensively, that's what I'm talking about. When you talk, yeah.
How many teams have won a Super Bowl with a stud receiver? Yeah, well, like the Antonio Browns, like how many teams have actually won a Super Bowl with the focus on a stud receiver? It's almost none. It's a completely overrated. Their offense is not built around they've never valued the wide receiver, you know, except outside of Moss. You look at all the teams that won Super Bowls, they've never really had that stud receiver. So,
but they had Randy Moss, but they didn't win it with him, but they did have him.
Yeah.
My
point being, you look at all the teams that won recently, they've never had that stud receiver.
That's a good point, Wiggy.
Yeah, it is, but I look at it more so not just the offensive, whether it's the running back or whether it's not, you don't need a stud receiver, but when you think about some of those receivers that we were talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Rashard Caldwell, Doug Gabriel, you don't have to have a stud receiver, but just have a, like, you know, good receiver. Those guys, you would think there were some people like, yo, those guys, they're trash.
Yeah.
You know, so just to have like an Edelman or a Welker.
Amendola.
Yeah, those guys might not be the stud receivers like you're thinking about the Randy Mosses and that kind of thing. But if you did give him the stud receiver for a long period of time, not only would he have won the Super Bowls, but he would have put up the numbers.
But don't forget that slot receiver position with Welker, that mm-hmm. whole thing that you see right now with Adam Humphries mm-hmm. and Thalen in Minnesota, whatever, that started here in New England.
Well, I mean, you really want to go back to the origins of it, it started really
in the modern day football era. No,
yeah. Well, what do you consider the modern day football era?
The last 20 years.
All right, so then it started really with the Jets,
with Kribet.
Yes, with Kribet, right. And Belichick was on that staff.
Okay,
and you think about Belichick, Charlie Weiss was kind of the innovator of that, and then it was Troy Brown, and then Welker took it to another level.
He did. All right, we'll continue to get that. Wiggy's got headlines coming up, but first, it's trending.
But first, we trend.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Have you been waiting for huge savings on your next truck? The wait is over. Stop in a 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram to get the truck you want at the discount you've been waiting for. Red Sox put the smackdown last night on the Rays in St. Pete. Not Tampa. In St. Pete last night, 9-4. They went up 8-0. Erod, 7 innings strong, striking out 6. He's 12-4 on the year. Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight. Joe Castig, Josh Lewin right here on the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. We'll see if Chris Sale can make it 2 quality starts in a row. Pre-game at 6:10, game 7:10. Patriot players are set to report to training camp tomorrow ahead of the first scheduled practice on Thursday at 9:15. In Foxborough, 6 members of the team will start on the PUP list. Al Horford said on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday, the Celtics tampering accusations against Philadelphia are kind of ridiculous. Horford was responding to a question about a recent ESPN report that the C's accused the Sixers of tampering with Horford before he signed with Philly in June. Doesn't every team sort of tamper with these guys? I mean, it's almost like...
We know what it is, right?
It's a lot of these deals are done, and then when the official free agency said, oh, this guy, like, come on.
Right, they're already talking to their boys anyways,
Come on. And Marcus Smart has been reportedly added to Team USA. He will join Jaylen Brown in the training camp roster. That's what's trending now on WEI and WEEI.com.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Headlines with Wiggy. Headlines with Wiggy. You've heard it for years, but you've never heard it like this. It's time for Headlines with Wiggy on Sports Radio WEEI.
The McDonald's on Soldier Field Road has been closed. This isn't a strip club where you need to get an alcohol license. See, I'm an old school soda guy. No, the touchscreen's no good. I don't know what the hell is going on here.
Our call went up faster than the McDonald's over there.
I'm loving it.
His chicken is good, though.
Oh, it's so good. So much of my paycheck every week will go to Chick-fil-A. You'd have an easier time getting in what used to be the mafia than it is getting Chick-fil-A.
The Chick-fil-A peach bowl.
All right, this is a Wiggy Headlines, you know, and Headlines is always sponsored, right? We're sponsored by Northeast Men's Clinic. It's for all you fellas out there specializing in men's sexual health. Learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000, all right? So men, make sure you get over there. Help yourself out. Your ladies will love you. All right, so we're going to go.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's right. We always got to make sure we give a shout out to my man Chris Curtis, the originator of Headlines. I'm just trying to follow in his footsteps. So good morning.
I don't think he was the originator of Headlines, but to your point.
Morning.
He wasn't?
No.
He wrote the first headline ever.
I thought it was John Meter Perel.
The first headline ever in the world.
Well, I thought he was the originator.
He didn't invent it. It was going on way before, like, long time. John Meter Perel did it for a while.
Was it like cool, like when Curtis does it, or was it like just, you know?
I
listen to John Meter Perel's headlines.
Right. It was different.
And we all put our own little swag.
Right.
On.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Curtis.
He got it. Found a lot. That's the buzzer.
So shout out then, I guess, to John Meter Perel then for
Meter
for doing his thing. All right. So you know what? There's another criminal loose. If you are in the ATL area, Zone 6, there has been a criminal running loose down there. He has been robbing a lot of different... There you go. He's been robbing a lot of different stores, convenience stores. He's robbed a Waffle House.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They got cameras all over there.
Yeah. I'm going to get to that because this is pretty crazy. He's robbed a Dollar General and multiple drug stores, CVS, and those type of things. Now, he does it without a mask.
Is he white?
He's a black guy.
He does it without a mask?
Yeah, he does it without a mask. He does
run out of napkins down there?
Yeah, they ran out of napkins. Unlike our criminals that we have up here that the one guy robbed the bank out in Winchester with a napkin.
No do-rag? No
do-rag. Dandy. No stocking. From the town. President Obama mask.
Fox.
There's nothing. No Jason from Friday the 13th goalie mask. He is doing it with lace front wigs. He is going in there with multiple wigs. There's pictures of him all over the internet. I got this story from Black Sports Online. So if you want to see it, he goes in there with multicolored wigs. And he is still, yes, he is still on the loose. He's robbed a number of, and what he does is he slides them a note and says, demands cash.
And do they know who he is, though?
They don't know who he is. They're just calling him Uncle Tyrone. Oh,
yo,
no, Uncle Leroy.
Cash.
Uncle Leroy is what they're calling him. They don't know who he is, but they said that it won't be long before they arrest this guy.
I would hope not.
Yeah, before they arrest this guy, because clearly he's doing all of this without a mask, and what we've talked about.
In this day and age, with all the surveillance.
Yeah. That's what you would think, right?
Wow.
2019. For all you criminals out there, if you are going to rob anything, you might want to get you a mask. I mean, you could go to any store now and buy a Halloween mask to put on your face, but he's doing it with multicolored wigs, so maybe I guess he's figuring out if he's wearing a wig, they'll think it's a woman. So I don't know how that's going to work out for him. Soccer superstar. Now, everybody knows this guy, and I always butcher his name. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Close enough. That was good.
I always butcher his name. He had an incident. I don't know if you heard about this story. He had an incident back in 2009 where a woman by the name of Catherine Mayorga, she basically has said that he assaulted her and raped her and did all types of stuff. Do you remember this? They were in Las Vegas, and they were at a hotel in Vegas. They met at a nightclub. They ended up going back to the room and hooking up, and so she said that he assaulted her, and there was supposed to be this whole criminal charge, but he has gotten off the hook for it. They are not going to charge him in the sexual assault case. And they're basically saying that they don't have enough evidence. And now, supposedly, he paid her $375K in hush money. But the Clark County DA in Vegas is saying, we're not going to find anything because there's not enough to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he did anything. So that whole case...
Can I tell you? Feels like a cash money grab by this woman to try and,
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
If they're not, if they've 2009 and they're not being able to find anything or being able to do anything.
Money.
Right. And if he allegedly paid her $375, maybe she wanted more money. So who knows what happens on that one. So Cristiano Ronaldo is going to be off the hook for that sexual assault case that he was looking at. Now, this is a scary situation, right? Why weren't we going to the DR? Man, it ain't because of the Big Poppy shooting, right? What was one of the other reasons where everybody was like, man, let's stay away from the DR?
Because people were dying due to drinking some bad alcohol?
Yes.
Free trips to the Dominican.
Yes, free trips. Reamer said he would go, but that is correct.
Oh, wait, by the way, we'll do a one-way ticket for Reamer.
Yeah, we'll get him there. But
Managuayabo.
People were dying because of... allegedly, every time they went to the minibar and they had some drinks. Well, one place that you're going to have to stay away from, which one guy didn't stay away from, and I don't know why, Tom Brady is down in Costa Rica. Costa Rica is now on the list as well. And since June, they've had 19 people have died down there.
What?
Yes.
You're talking 6 weeks?
Yeah, well.
What the hell's going on?
I'm going to get
McDonald's up and built since then.
Well, if it's
none on Soldier Field Road in Brighton.
None in Brighton, as Mark James likes to tell us. He's still waiting for it. It's almost going to take them, 2 years before they get that McDonald's.
We got the big dig in Brighton here on Soldier Field Road.
We're watching a slow, painful death.
So it's been 14 men and 5 women between the ages of 32 and 72 have mysteriously died.
No.
In Costa Rica, but the government down there is saying the reason why what they believe the cause of death has been linked to poisoned / tainted alcohol, which has methanol in it. Like, you ever heard of like methanol or something like that? It's some type of
menthols.
Huh?
Menthols?
No, not menthol, like cigarettes. It's type of methanol. Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's why we have Lucy here. It's the smartest one in the room. Methanol.
Yes. That's not really, that's more of an indictment of us.
Well, hey, listen, you always need one smart person
that's
in the room. Right? So, methanol, and what they're saying is happening, they use that for like, for antifreeze and varnishing and, model fuel. And they're saying that it's getting in the alcohol because there have been a lot of knockoff bottles of alcohol and brands being sold down
antifreeze.
There. Yes. Yes.
Wiggy, that's... How is this happening?
Well, it's happening because the unregulated rules of the alcohol, and there's been a lot of cheap brands and knockoffs, so I guess people might be adding chemicals into the alcohol, and that's what they're, you know, trying to save themselves some money down in Costa Rica. They haven't really figured out the Dominican Republic, but the government down in Costa Rica is saying this is the cause of it, and this is the reason on why. So if you're going to go down to those places, you might be careful about it. No, Brady was just down there jumping off a cliff.
I mean, that's poison.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And so you might want to be careful. Make sure you're staying away from the mini bars and be careful of what you are drinking. Now, we talked about this Odell Beckham thing, correct?
Yep.
We've talked about it, and we said, you know, what is the deal with these athletes? And, you know, they should be focused, and all they should be thinking about is football. Well, Le'Veon Bell went to social media to basically rant about this very thing that we talked about.
Hey, real bro, I'm tired of social media. I'm tired of everybody telling me I'm lame. You're not focused. You only want to make music. You want to play basketball. He do everything besides play football. And let me tell y'all something. Everybody talking, man, I know y'all got a favorite person, a favorite athlete, your mom, your dad, whatever y'all do. So if somebody work at Target, do you think when they work from day 9 to 5, they go home and all they doing is worry about putting on the shelves? They trying to worry about what serial number's coming up? No. You think Bron is waking up? Oh, he ain't having no Taco Tuesdays. Bro don't have Taco Tuesdays. Y'all think he's just whooping all day? Y'all think Beyonce waking up singing all day?
I believe Beyonce does get up singing. I could see Beyonce waking up in the morning and just, you know, hitting high notes when she rolls out heading to the shower.
Think so?
Oh, yeah. Because think about how many people sing in the shower here. You sing in the shower?
Sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes.
I definitely do.
Right. So everybody, yeah, Lucy, you sing in the shower?
Sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes.
I sing in the shower.
And it's normal. It's normal.
But imagine if you had a good voice.
Do you pee in the shower, Wiggy, is a big question.
No, I don't pee in the shower. That's disgusting. Why would I pee in the shower?
Real men, there was a thing.
There's a toilet.
No, I know. There's a sign I saw one time said real men pee in the shower.
So is that what they do?
Yeah.
No, I don't pee in the shower. Okay. That's why I wear flip-flops when I go to the gym. Because
well, first of all, don't ever shower in public. I'm talking about just in your private.
Yeah, what do you mean don't shower in public?
No. Like, I don't shower in public place. Like, a public, like a
so
gym.
So you go to a gym, you don't take a shower?
I go home and take the shower.
Why don't you take a shower at the gym?
Because what you just said, the germs. I'm a germaphobe.
You wear flip-flops and you'll be fine.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to touch. Like, I just...
Do you go to the beach?
It's electricity. The germs get in the flip-flop and they crawl up
right,
your leg
exactly.
Into your stomach.
Do you ever go to the beach?
Of course.
So what do you wear when you go to the beach?
Sandals. And the sand gets in them, but that's different.
Well, there's thousands of people walking on the beach.
But it's the gym. It's the athlete's foot and stuff, you know?
Well, there's no athlete's foot at the beach because no one walks barefoot at the beach. Luckily, you won't have to worry about that. So, yeah, Le'Veon Bell is basically ranting and saying, hey, listen, I'm more than just doing football every day. And there's Beyonce singing in the shower. And guess what? That is your headlines.
All good stuff, Wiggy.
All right. I didn't know if you had, you know, headlines is fluid. So if you ever got something to drop in there.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, Chris Curtis, he's, I don't know.
I'm trying to make Chris Curtis proud. No, I'm not trying to catch him. I just want to make him proud.
No, you're definitely catching him on headlines. All right, coming up next.
Good morning.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, some dumbass on a national television show says something even more stupid about Bill Belichick. We'll get to that next on Wiggy and James.
The WEEI Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Bill Belichick's full story is never given. When they talk about when Michael Vick came back after the dog fighting,
yeah.
Every time they mention his name, well, you know he was involved in the dog fighting, the animal went to jail. Every time. Bill Belichick can never be the greatest coach. There's a cloud there because of the way that they do their business. Someone's going to write a book and expose the New England Patriots. Tom Brady cheated that they would go to the dumpsters and at the other opposing team hotel. You want to say Barry Bonds is a cheater, but you won't call Bill Belichick a cheater. Why not?
Oh, that was Rob Parker, who the more...
Why not?
Wiggy, just when I think we're out, as Michael Corleone said in The Godfather Part 3, they pull us back in. Rob Parker,
you
I mean...
You know Rob Parker, though. It's like...
Does he believe this stuff he says?
No, there's no way he believes it. There's, you know, the whole thing of, like, going to... And I know he's kind of being facetious when he says it, like, going to the dumpster and stuff like that. Every team does, like, you know, goes through the other team's locker room after they leave and see if somebody's left some things around that you can maybe get. That's not like cheating. That's like, you know, seeing if we can get a little bit of an advantage.
Would you ever have a problem if Apple and Microsoft were going at it back in the 80s and 90s as their companies were really starting to try to become the pioneer in computers and basically invent the next big thing, as Microsoft was Windows and Apple, you know, was their computers and their PC? Would you have a problem if Apple going into the dumpster and like trying to find what Microsoft was? I mean, is it immoral, unethical? Sure, yes.
That's part of it. You know what I mean? It's kind of part of trying.
But here's the thing.
Whole cheating thing, he's going to go back to a spy game.
So let me bring this up. No. First of all, they're like, number one is this. We have to state this for the record, John, because Glenn Ordway has brought this up time and time again. When John Tomasi was with the Boston Herald, he wrote an article that was factually erroneous,
right,
that the Patriots spied on the Rams
right
the night before the Super Bowl that you were a part of
right
during the walkthrough. That, Wiggy, did not happen. Can I say this again? That never happened. Right. I'm stating for a fact that, like, John Tomasi and the Boston Herald copped to it on the front page. It was wrong.
Right.
Belichick got caught at the beginning of the 2007 season because one of his cameramen were taping from an angle the Jets, and his former assistant, then head coach with the Jets, Eric Mangini, said, "You can't do that." So from that moment forward,
which everybody was doing, remember,
I'm surprised, though, that a camera was involved with somebody in the Patriots.
Everybody was doing it, and it was in, like Bill said, when the whole the Flakegate thing was going on, it was in front of 80,000 people.
So let me ask you a question.
That's you being a moron and not changing your signals every week.
Let me ask you a question. If a student in college gets caught cheating on an exam,
mm-hmm,
and for the next 18 exams, well, actually including that one, gets caught cheating during the middle of a test.
Right.
And if you want to call it cheating, which, like you said, everybody was doing it. Mangini just, like, they just shouldn't have been doing it from the angle they were doing it. Whatever. They went 18-0. After halftime of the Jets game in 2007, they won that game and the next 17 games. They went 18-0 with everybody staring at them. Everybody looking at them. They went 18-0 after being considered cheaters. Did they cheat those games, Wiggy?
No, but
for a week or two. That's what you do.
No, but you know, like when you have people like Rob Parker and they say the dumbest things and they say these things, that's what they initially go back to. That's like their crutchy and, oh, what about Spygate? But when you really go back and see what was Spygate and what really happened, it was, hey, you're supposed to tape from a certain area, you weren't doing it, the NFL tells you don't do it no more. You decide to say, you know what? We're going to move our cameras a little bit further down. That's what you get caught for. But like Bill said, he was filming in front of 80,000 people, which everybody did back then at that time, to see if maybe you can get some hand signals or get away with it. But he goes, that's your stupidity if you don't want to change your hand signals. You know, if you're not willing to do that, then is that really cheating, or is that you on the opposing sidelines being not smart enough to change?
People call Belichick, Brady, and the Patriots cheaters. All I can say is this.
You can't fix stupid.
You can't.
Well, the thing is when they try to do it for Deflategate, right? You talked about Deflategate. They come back out the next season, and Brady wins the Super Bowl. And then you think about the Deflategate.
They won three of the last five.
Right, but the Deflategate year. Think about this. The Deflategate year, when that actually happened, didn't they win the Super Bowl that year? Because wasn't it a big thing throughout the postseason?
The year that Tom Brady was served the suspension, they won the Super Bowl.
Year before,
they did not.
Well, the Deflategate, when all that stuff came out.
Yeah, they beat the Seahawks.
After the Colts game that we knew about.
Oh, yes, that year.
Yeah. Right, after the Colts game.
Yeah, they beat the Seahawks.
Right, my point is, so after the Colts game, that's when all this stuff came out, right during the playoffs.
It came out after the Super Bowl. I don't think it came out before the Super Bowl.
No, didn't we hear all that stuff?
I don't think so. I think it came out when John Harbaugh, because they had beaten Baltimore that year, and Harbaugh
or Indianapolis.
It was Harbaugh, the Colts.
So Harbaugh talked
we
about.
We gotta find the timeline here.
Harbaugh talked about the Colts saying that the Patriots deflated footballs. Harbaugh was the one who sort of mentioned it.
Right, but he told the Colts.
Harbaugh was mad because that was when we started putting tackles on the end of the line.
Yes.
And we were sort of flipping the rules in that divisional game against the Ravens. And the following week, DeQuell Jackson had the interception.
Yes.
That was the rumor, was that DeQuell Jackson went and told them.
But
DeQuell Jackson said that was crap.
It did not blow up until after the Patriots beat Seattle.
No. It blew up before that because...
No, I don't think so.
It blew up after Seattle, but it was reported prior.
It was
because that was the weekend of the Super Bowl. We had the report 12.5.
Yeah. Right, it was a 12.5. That was the weekend.
PSI, yeah.
So my point is that going into the Super Bowl, remember we were like, oh, now the balls are going to be even more inflated.
Sure.
We talked about
but
that.
But it did not blow up the way it did
after the Super Bowl. What I'm saying is all eyes were on the Patriots going into that Super Bowl, and Brady went out there and performed at an extremely high level.
And they were down by double digits going into the fourth quarter, and he came back.
Right. It was a joke.
You know, basically what it comes down to, it's called Patriot hatred.
That's all it
is. That's it. It's Patriot hatred. And people want to hate because they can't. Nobody hates Jacksonville.
They jealous of us.
Nobody hates Jacksonville. Nobody hates Arizona. Nobody hates Cleveland until now because they got Baker and OBJ. But you don't hate losers. You hate winners. On the other side, speaking of OBJ, who's in Cleveland right now, Wiggy, get to that next on Wiggy and James.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.